Okay guys, so let me start this session. Let me introduce first myself. My name is Deepak Mittal. I work as an escalation engineer for ALM support team in Microsoft CSS. It has been almost around 10 years I've been supporting TFS and testing tools. So it's a great journey so far. Today's session, I'll be talking about cloud load testing. Few things which I want to set as a context here. This is more or less will be, you know, to introduce with the features and how you can perform this testing, cloud load testing, you know, from different places like Visual Studio, VSTS, and from eVisa portal, and you know, from by integrating it with the VNext build and by integrating it with Application Insight. So if time permits, I will have demos for all of this stuff. For some of the, you, it might be a repeat if you guys have already explored, or some of you, if you have not explored it so far, trust me, it is going to be a very interesting session for you. Okay. So the agenda, I will talk about the overview of cloud load testing, what it is, why it is beneficial, how it is different from on-premise performance testing with Visual Studio. Then I'll talk about demos from Visual Studio, VSTS, Visual Studio, Azure Web App, CI/CD with performance test, and integration with Application Insight. Now, let me talk about, if you guys have already worked on performance testing with on-premise test controller and test agent, and which we say RIC environment, I'm pretty sure you guys must have, you know, face few challenges while configuring those environments. The first thing was basically, which comes to me, and which in fact has come to me a lot of time from customers, is that we are going to run a test for 1,000 users. How many test agent I should install? That is one thing which used to come to me as a biggest ask from customers, and I mostly my answer to them always was, it depends. It depends on number of web test or number of users you are having and in number of requests you have in your web test. So it was always confusing for them how to calculate number of test agents they have to install. Second thing was, you know, it was always complex to install and configure, and you know, it was in fact tough to maintain as well. A lot of time there were timeout issues, like communication issues, especially when you are actually working in a very isolated environment and you have untrusted domain environment where you have to install your test controller and test agent. It was very tough, you know, to maintain. Hello, guys, can you please mute? Thank you. Okay, so and another thing was, let's say you have already prepared one rig environment with one test controller and four test agent, and suddenly you say, oh, I think I have to add one more agent to that. It was always tough to configure it again. So, and it is always costly to maintain because you would require your machines to prepare this environment and have to be always available to you whenever you require this performance testing to be performed. So in nutshell, challenges were provisioning is complex and painful, slow to scale, and costly to maintain. So these were the things which we always face with, you know, performance testing with on-premise test controller and test agent. Now, what are the benefits we actually get with cloud load testing? In cloud load testing environment, you don't need to bother about how many test agents you have to install and configure. This is one thing. Second thing is that you don't need to worry about the machines to be ready with you. Everything will be done whenever you will start your cloud load testing. So all the provisioning will be done by the service itself in the cloud environment, in the Azure VMs, and also depending on the number of users, number of requests you have to generate, based on that, the number of agents will be configured accordingly in that particular environment. I'll talk about how we actually calculate the number of agents, you know, which we configure when you run the test. So that information I'll share with you as well. I have a slide for that. And also, as you know, a lot of people are moving to Azure, they're deploying their application to Azure, then definitely this is something which will be a preferable way to perform load testing with cloud service. Okay. And also, you actually can integrate with, Application Insight. I'm not sure how many of you are already aware of application insight, but this awareness service which helps you to diagnose things, and you actually can integrate that with your performance testing. Another good thing here is that you actually can configure your agent, or service will configure your agents in different locations. So let's say if you are interested to run or get used by your application from East US, and you want your environment to be prepared there, then service provide a way to configure this environment in that particular location. So I'll show you all those things in the demos. In fact, let me directly jump to the demo here. Oh, great. But I will not have much for application insight in this, otherwise it will go for 4 or 5 hours. So I'll just show you how you can integrate that. So let me launch Visual Studio. So in Visual Studio, I have already connected my VSTS account. So this is one thing. So I'll create a simple web performance and load test project in Visual Studio with VS 2015. So I'm using 2015, but definitely it will be supported with 2015 and 2017 both. Just giving it a name and selecting the project. Now in this, I'll just record one test, web test. I'm assuming you all guys already knows about this. So I have just one request, in fact, multiple requests for one, URL here I have captured. So I'll just capture this bing.com site. Let it detect the dynamic parameters and pass. Okay, so I have this web test with me. Now I'll integrate it with the load test tool, or in fact the template. So I have this load test template with me. And here you see that, you know, as soon as you add the load test template, it asks you to provide the option of how you want to configure it, whether you want to use cloud load test service or you want to use on-premise load test. So if you select, based on the selection you will have here, this settings will be changed here. So I'm selecting this one. And if you notice here, as soon as you will try to use this VSTS with CLT, it asks you to have VSTS account with you. So if you guys do not have VSTS account and you just want to add it for testing purpose, you can actually go to visualstudio.com site and create one for you. Okay. So I have already one with me. I have added it, and then I'll go to this next part. Now here's the thing, Azure Data Center. What this Azure Data Center is basically, this is the location where the VMs will be configured to run your performance test. When I'm saying VMs, these will be prepared as an agent to run the test. Okay. If you select default, then the agents will be configured in the location where your VSTS account is. If you have created your VSTS account in US, then the VMs will be created in a US location. If you have select, there are multiple locations, I think around 13 or 14, which we provide as a data centers to create your VMs. Okay. So you can create based on your requirement. Only thing is that in one run, you can select only one location. There is no option of selecting multiple locations in one run. So this is where I'll provide the load test duration. This is same as now what we have in our on-premise load test agent. This thing that I think now is supported with VS 2017. In 2015, it will not show up this test iteration option. So rest of things will remain same. So I'll actually select this constant load of 25 users. Guys, if you have any question, I'll take it up in few minutes. Okay, let me just run this test one. And finish. Now I have this Lotus configured to run with VSTS or Cloud Lotus service. So I'll just have to run it. As soon as you will start this test, you will see that this test will initialize, configure the agents, and so first it will acquire the resource, it will configure the agent, and will run your test. So for this particular run, I have not prepared any agents in my environment. I have not set any context of how many agents I want. Everything will be based on the number of users I have configured for this run and how many requests I'll be having. So more or less, it will decide based on the virtual user minutes how many agents I have to configure. So it is uploading the file and will run configure it. It has stuck. Okay, this work. It has started configuring the agents. Now, if you see here, this run, this is showing the information to me. This run was requested by Deepak Mittal and with using this account D Mittal. And here you see that, you know, it showed me the number of agent core it has used for this run. So based on the virtual user minute, it has configured only one agent with one core. And this is basically the 250 virtual user minute will be utilized for this particular run. And it will use only one IP address for this particular run. As soon as the test start, you will see the graphs will start showing up here for the performance details. The sampling which is defined is based on the configuration I set here, which is 15 seconds. And according to that, there will be different default counters which will be available to you. So average test time, average response time, all this will be provided to you, you know, as soon as the test gradually complete. Other information will be available to you here as well. Throughput, which is basically different counters, user load, test per second, pages per second. And here this information is basically for different counters of average test time, page time, response time. So this test will complete in 2 minutes and everything will be available to you after the summary. Now, if I want to see this complete detail, I can just click on this open web report and it will go to my account where actually test summary will be displayed to me. I'll talk about this in brief. Okay, cost related stuff, I'll talk about that. So in my VSTS account, it has the load test option, and in this it will show you the detail about the test which actually has been just run. You can see that average response time, user load, request per second, failed request, errors, everything will be detailed out to you here. So it is now completed. And as soon as the test run, you will have the different charts also available to you. Performance, throughput, errors, test, which you actually can review and check how the application was working during the time of the performance testing. So summary, you have this information. Along with that, you will have the usage. The cost basically depends on the virtual user minutes utilized with this particular test. By default, as soon as you create a VSTS account, with that, by default, you will have 20K minutes for the performance test. It might be very less for you, but depending on the number of minutes you buy, the charges will be different there. So I'll show you what it is. In the diagnostic in session, you will have the information about, you know, the, how if any validation rule was there, any threshold message was there, on any critical message were there. And remember when we had this, you know, on-premise load testing, you actually have to enable tracing for the test controller and test agent if you have to debug any issues. This thing is not required anymore. You will have the tracing already enabled. And in case you have to diagnose any issues, you will just have this option here, logs, and you can review these files. It will have all the complete detail about the agent and how the test was executed, if there was any error during that particular run. Okay, so this is how it actually works from Visual Studio if you want to run it from there. However, we provide, if you, let's say, don't have Visual Studio or you don't want to run it from Visual Studio, VSTS provide ways to run it from the web itself directly. And if you go to this load test option, there are four options available to us. One is Visual Studio test. So if you select this Visual Studio web test, it will ask you to create a web or select the web test file. If you don't have Visual Studio to generate the web test, which I just created, you actually can create a web test from Fiddler as well. Just capture the flow in Fiddler, save the session as Visual Studio web test file, which you actually can use here. So I'll just select this web test file. Now, as soon as you select your web test file, it will show you all the requests here along with the HTTP method, URL, query string parameters in those web requests. Along with that, it provides you option to for the settings. So the test setting file, which we actually configured there, we have this setting file here where you can configure how you want to run your test. So if you want to run your test for 2 minutes, if you want to run it for step load or constant load, maximum virtual user, warm up duration, everything will be available to you. Only thing which is missing here is that network mix thing which is not supported with CLT. Now in this place you have select the load agent, and here you provide the geolocations. Now this particular part I will talk about in few minutes, what is this self-provision agent is, but in case you want to run it in the way I have just run and you want it to configure your agent in the data center, just select this particular option and save it. Rest of the things remain same. I don't want to repeat the run again. So this is how you actually can configure. Another option basically is HTTP HAR file. So if you have any HAR file which you actually can generate by going into Explorer and press F12, you will have the developer tools started, and there you can just run your request and save this information as HAR file. So I'll just select this HAR file, HAR MVP demo, okay, and select this file in this particular location. This is the one, and select this. So if you will see here, everything will be displayed to you as a request, which you actually can modify as well based on your need or if you have to. And along with that, the setting, which is all same as we had earlier, and just run the test. Another option is basically URL based test, where you can provide your request which you want to actually run the test for. Generally, these kind of tests are required, URL based tests are required for availability checking of the application. So in case you know your application or you want to verify that my application is available or is accessible from different locations, you can just provide the URL for that. And provide this set in the settings part, you can provide different data centers and check, yes, my application is accessible from different locations. So this is another option. Next option is basically Apache JMeter test. So this is where, you know, a lot of I would say ask coming up recently, which I saw in the CSS. We provide support for JMeter test. Honestly, I don't have any documentation on what all is supported, but yes, I have seen that as the initial stuff, it is supported. So we actually can provide our JMeter file. 1 minute, I have it. No, just 1 minute. Yeah. So I have this JMeter file with me, which have been created in by me earlier, and I select this JMX file, And along with that, if there are any supporting file, I'll just have to select them. And you will provide the number of agents, load duration, and the load location. There is no other option like which we had in other tests. And once you select this, you can just run the test. And it will run as similar as what we actually had in other ways of running the test. Any questions so far, whatever I have explained? I have not run test every time. I don't want it to be, you know, doing this thing. But if I just wanted to show you how you actually can run your test from Visual Studio or from your VSTS account by different options available to us. Any question, guys? Alex, I think this is very good question. Please drop an email to me if you think this as a feature. I certainly can pass it on to the right folks. Okay. Yeah. So this is what I have covered now. Now the next topic which I basically want to talk about is what I just showed you. In fact, nobody actually pointed out to me. What I showed you was basically my application should be accessible publicly, or it should have public endpoint. Then only the Azure VMs or data centers can access your application, right? Otherwise, how the Azure VMs or the data agents which we configured during the VSTS or during the service will know that where is my application located or how is it accessible to me. These are the scenarios where you might have to configure your own VMs. Your own VMs might be in Azure, might be Azure VMs, or it might be your on-premise machines. But there are times where customers are absolutely fine with that. However, they want to store the information, or however they want to use CLT as a service for that purpose. And that is what I was actually talking about when I mentioned that when you create a web test or when you create a test, we actually can provide self-provisioned agents. So let me talk about this part in more detail. So the term which we actually use for that is bring your own machines and subscription. How we actually can configure it, or what are the, you know, topologies we have here is this. Let's say you have an application hosted. If application is behind firewall, yes. And if your application is hosted on-premise or non-Azure cloud, no. It is hosted in Azure VNet, yes. Then we actually provide a template. With those templates, it will configure agents in the Azure environment. Also, if your application is not hosted with Azure VNet, but is via Express route to Azure, then the same template will work. In the first place, if let's say your application is behind firewall, I say no, and you want to have the control over the load generation machines because of some prerequisite, let's say you have to install some software before the performance test start. So you actually have the template with which you can create the agent environment for you. If you say, no, I don't want that, definitely the way we actually just ran the test is something which you can use that. So there are different options here. And with those different options, we have different templates provided, you know, to the users to use. For this part, no template is required where you don't want to have control over the agents and you want CLT to use. But in rest of the scenarios where you want to have the control over the agent, where your application is not publicly available, or your application is hosted in internet zone, or you want to store your result to VSTS, we provide the templates for them. And if none of the scenario works, if none of the scenario is something applicable for you, then you actually have to go back to the test controller and test agent world to run your test. Okay. Sorry. So I'll talk about this scenario where my application is hosted in Azure and is configured via VNet. So how I how I can actually configure that particular environment. Remember, for this particular scenarios, though we use the agents for that, but these agents are different from the agents test controller and test agent. These actually we configure with PowerShell script at the back end. Okay. So I have some templates. I actually already have noted down all those things. So this is one template where I have my environment or application behind a virtual network. Okay. So I'll go to the portal, my Ibiza portal, or actually I can just copy this template and it will automatically go to my template because I have already logged into that. But as this particular template, so if you look at this particular template, it has the prerequisite to configure the VNet. It has the prerequisite to how many agents you want to configure. So I have to first have virtual network configured in my portal. So first, what I will do, I'll go to the portal. Sometime it goes a bit slow because of this remote session. So I'll create a virtual network here. It is just to show you the demo. Depending on how your application is configured, scenario might be a bit different for you. Okay. So I'm creating a network, virtual network. Deployment model, I'll select the resource manager. So I'll just say MVP demo 1.01. Keep it as it is. I'll create a resource group for this and address space, no need to change. Subnet name, I'm just giving it something which is self-explanatory. And the location where this resource group will be configured. So I'll just create this. It might take a couple of minutes. Okay, so this is done. Now let me go to the resource group. And in this resource group, which I have just created, I have virtual network configured. Now, what I want basically is I want to prepare my environment which is actually associated with this virtual network. So we have the template with me which is basically available in the blog as well for cloud load testing. If you don't find this, please drop an email to me. I'll share that blog with you as well. Okay, so I'll use my resource group which I just created. This is the one. Okay, so I have to refresh it, sorry. Let me copy it again. So use the existing resource group. This is my resource group and provide your VSTS account. Personal access token for your VSTS account, which you actually can create by logging to VSTS and going to security option there. Number of agents you want to configure in this. If you want to have static IP addresses or dynamic IP addresses, select this option. Username and password for your VMs. So I'll just give some username password. Okay, VNet resource, which in fact I created same as what we have for this agent, and the sub this is also same, and subnet which I created for the virtual network. After this, select this and purchase. So with this template, what I am doing basically is I am creating an environment in Azure data center with VMs where I will be having controls and my application will be accessible from those locations. Okay, so these templates are available to you. I already have one environment available with me, so I'll use that one. So let me now go to my web test. If you are using Visual Studio, you actually have to change or you have to add two options to your load test. So I'll just launch my test, which I actually created in past, and in this particular test, these are the two context parameters you have to add. Use static load agents is equal to true, and static load agent group name. So the group name will be the one which I just created here as the resource group. So I have one resource group with me. I'll just add it here in this place. Once you provide this information, the test will be executed in this particular agents I have configured. It will not use the on the fly in data center VMs creation option which we had earlier, but the VMs which I have created with the template. Okay, so once I run the test, it will show you that option as well. So the option which I selected here was basically to run the test in the environment where virtual network is configured. Let's say your only requirement is basically to prepare the VMs. You are not worried about the virtual network or anything of such sort. There is another template available for that. Okay, which is also on that site. Okay, let's go to the details part, and in the details part, if you see here, it is using this load test was run using self provisioned rig CLT test 01. So if you notice here, no virtual user minute will be charged for this run. Only the charge will be applicable for the VMs which you have created in the Azure. Otherwise, the charge will not be from the CLT service side. Okay, similarly, this what I did basically was I actually configured the environment in Azure. Let's say I don't have that option, and only option for me is basically to use my on-premise machines for any scenario, like I cannot pay for the port VMs in Azure. I have sufficient number of machines available with me which I want to use, or my application will be only accessible from my LAN. So for that as well, we have the option for us. And I'll just go to my machine. Again, there is a PowerShell script to configure that agent. Now, so I have this script which is available again on that same blog. And what I have to do is I have to run the command to configure this particular machine as a agent. Okay, so this is the environment. I'll just give it a group name. Let me just give it MVP demo 101. That's it. After this, if you will just run it, this machine will be configured as an agent. And if you provide this group name in your, in your this test here, this on-premise machine will be utilized to run your test. Now, this agent what I have configured is completely different from the test controller and test in agent environment I have. This is a different agent which will be installed on your machine to run your application or to utilize CLT service as well as to run your test in your on-premise VM. So these are the scenarios which will be required or which you may require depending on your restriction in terms of how my application is accessible. If I have to install some different softwares before my application can be executed, and different topologies, because one single topology definitely cannot work for all, right? So we have this option as well where you can prepare your machines to run your test and use VSTS or CLT service as a repository for your test execution. Any questions, guys, so far? I can take 2 minutes to answer your queries, to address your queries for whatever I have explained so far. Otherwise, I have to jump on to another demos which I have. Okay, so no question, I'm assuming here right now. Let me jump on to the next demos. Now, as I was telling you guys that a lot of time or people are now adopting Azure and they're deploying their application to Azure, what are the options CLT has provided to run performance testing for those kind of applications? And in fact, if you have a web app, let me just go to the Azure web app, which I have configured. This is my Azure web app to kind of have the time allocation. I already have it deployed. Now, in this web app, we have the feature of performance test. This feature basically utilizes the CLT service at the backend. What happens is, as soon as you configure this performance test here, it will use the same CLT service, or if you don't have any CLT service or VSTS account with you, it basically create a VSTS account for you and run the test. So mostly what you will see, okay, you don't have VSTS account, but you have Azure web app deployed and you want to do performance test from here. At the back end, what will happen is it will create a CLT account for you and will run the test. Okay, so that CLT account in fact is more or less similar to what VSTS account which I have for me. So I'll just click on new, and as soon as I click on new, it provide me option to run manual test or Visual Studio web test. Both the options are available to me. So I can select my Visual Studio web test, select the file. I have this file with me and click done. And then provide the load from basically the data center, user load and duration for which you want to run the test. So rest of things all are same, except that what happens at the back end. So at the back end, it will create a VSTS account for you. Second, it will create the it will again use the concept of CLT to generate the load on the agents which it will create on the fly. Okay, only thing which you might see here is that there is no test setting option available to you with which you actually can provide more filtering here. But yes, you have the option here to run the test. And trust me, a lot of people are using this feature now, and it is really helping them a lot. Mostly for folks who actually don't want to use Visual Studio, or they are not aware of what Visual Studio Web Test is, and they just want to check the application availability, and they are using this feature a lot. Again, I'm not running test here because if I run here, then you know my other next sample will be delayed. But all things will remain same after this. I'm just showing you the features which are available to me. Okay, if you are really interested, I can just show you the test which I ran in past. So once I created a performance test here, it will be shown up in my VSTS account as a test, and there it will show you all the details about the runs so far executed with that particular test run. Okay, so this is all available to you in the VSTS account. Next option is basically again very important, or I would say very good feature of CLT for utilizing CLT service with CI and CD. When I'm saying CI and CD, basically associating my application with VSTS as a continuous delivery. Okay, we have two more options here. One is deployment option and another is basically continuous delivery option. So I'll just disconnect my application from here right now because I want to show you how you actually can configure deployment option first. I'll just go to the deployment option, and in the deployment option, when I select the source, you have multiple options available to you. So I select this option, Visual Studio Team Service. As soon as you select Visual Studio Team Service, you will actually you can select your project. Branch, and here you have the again option of performance test, and there you actually can define your application URL, name of the test, user load, duration for which you want to run your test, and click OK. So what actually happens is, as soon as I click OK here, it will get associated with my source repository in VSTS. So when I'm talking about deployment source, what I'm trying to say here is that with each deployment, I want to make sure that application is working fine and I am doing a performance test for that. This is what I have configured with deployment source here. So as soon as I will do a check into the file from this place, the test will be executed here before the application will be deployed to the Azure web app. Okay, any question guys here you have? Okay, so this is one feature which we have. Okay, great. Okay, another feature which is basically in preview is continuous delivery. Now I'm not sure how many of you are aware of vNext build and release concept in VSTS or TFS, but what we actually can do is we can make this application deployment as part of continuous delivery. When I'm talking about continuous delivery, generally what we say is we want to first, as soon as I check in the application to the source control, I want to build my application. After the build, I want to deploy to one UAT environment where I will perform my test, which can be functional testing, which can be unit testing, which can be performance testing. And then once everything is done fine, I want to deploy it to the production. So this continuous delivery, and the good part of this feature here is that you really don't need to be kind of expert of vNext build or release. Everything will be done for you on its own once you do the configuration. And the configuration is so simple here. You click on configure. Same thing, provide the repository. Your repository is VSTS. It can be actually anything, but I'm just showing you with, VSTS. Select your account, your project, your project, your repository, and the branch in the repository. Okay, Okay, click OK. Now here it will configure the continuous delivery option. So what type of application you have, just select this. Set up the load test here. You actually can select the load test. And if you see here, it asks you to deploy the application to staging before production to perform the load test. So what will happen is, as soon as you select this option of load test, it will say, okay, whether you want to create a new web app or you want to use the existing one. In existing one, it will not use your production app, but it will use the another one. Or if you want to create a new one, you just say create new, and you will notice that a new Azure web app will be created based on the references of the production one. Then click OK. And deploy, continuous deployment. And here it says that deploy to staging. So before the production deployment, it will ask you to configure the application on staging first and then promote to production. Okay. Again, it will ask you to have the staging environment. If you don't have any, you can just select OK and click OK. Once you configure this thing, you don't need to. In fact, what is happening at the back end is there is a continuous delivery feature of build and release has been configured along with the performance testing task, which will be executed as a part of this build and release, and will, you know, will be using this feature of CLT as well. Why I essentially showed you this particular feature is, in past, I'm not sure if you guys have ever worked on TFS 2015, 2013, 2012, where we used to say that load testing is not supported with build, but that is not the case anymore. We completely support performance testing, load testing with build and release. And you actually, and I have just made them part of that with the continuous delivery. And here, with this feature, you don't need to worry about what build and release is. Everything will be done for you on its own. So if you see here, if I go to my VHS account and I go to my project, what actually has happened at the back end is, it has created one build and release definition for this particular run. So if you see here, this is the one which it has created. And if I'll show you this, okay, you see that it has created the build definition, and for this build definition, it has created a release definition as well, where it will do the continuous deployment and delivery. So this is where the thing is, and in this, it will have the task to perform the performance testing of your application with CLT service. And if you see here, so such a big thing is configured for you on the fly, without you don't need to even look at what VNext build is, what release VNext release def release is in you know VSTS or TFS. Yes, if you want to modify it, you definitely can do that. But as part of this, it is configured for you. Absolutely great feature, which I think we have integrated with you know Azure Web App. Any question, guys, so far? If you see here, all the deployment will happen via continuous delivery. So first, my build is getting triggered. Once the build will be triggered, build will be succeeded, it will go to the release part. And in this release, if you see here, it is you know going via staging environment to the production environment. Okay. And if you see here in performance production environment, I'm not doing any performance test, but I'm moving my application from staging environment to the production one. Once this staging environment goes successful. Okay. In fact, the thing which I have just showed you, this is what the point was to cover it from CI and CD build, where we have the task with us. If you create a new build definition and we'll go with the new build definition. Once you configure everything, we have now tasks available for us to perform cloud-based load testing, cloud-based web performance testing, or cloud-based Apache JMeter load testing. So you actually can use this task to perform whatever you need from this CLT service. If you guys want me to complete this, I can do that, but I really don't want to go into that, or let me just quickly go through this task. In this task, basically, we have the display name. We have to create a VHDS service connection. This service connection, which you actually will create from your VHDS account. It is basically a generic type of service connection, which we have to create. So I have created one for me, where you provide the account name, server URL, PAT token. And after that, you provide your test setting file, which will be in the repository. So I already have my project part of it, so I can just select the test setting file from here. Load test file folder. So this is the folder where my project is. And inside that, the load test file name. So I'll just set load test one dot load test. Okay, that's it. After that, if how you want to run the test, or I would say in which agent environment you want to run your test, whether it's automatically provisioned agents or self-provisioned agent, accordingly, you actually can run your test. Okay, save it and run the test. Nothing more than that, which you actually have to do. Another thing which I want to show you here is basically how can you make it make the performance testing part of the complete deployment with Azure and using basically our VNext build. So I'll just again show you quick sample which I already have with me. So in this I have the build. And what I have done basically is I have created one template, and in which I have associated all the tasks which are required. So basically there is a task group. Honestly, I'm just assuming here you guys have some knowledge of build. If you don't have it, I'm just showing you this feature, because these are the features which you once see that will explore them a lot. So I have the task group and the template with me, with which I'm actually preparing an agent environment in Azure on the fly for the execution of the test. So I have this task of Azure resource group, starting of the VM, run the test, and after the tests are executed, I'm just stopping those VM and deleting the resource group. So with CLT service, it creates the VMs on its own, but with my build definition, which I'm showing you right now, with the JSON template, which are also available on internet as well, as a sample, I'm creating the VMs on the fly to run my performance test. And I have made a task group for that, which I can use in any of the build definition and use it. So once I create task group, I will just add this task group in my build definition, provide input parameters, what are required as a minimum, and just run the test. Okay. Now, this is actually the feature I have shown you from VNext build Azure portal. Only thing, so now which I wanted to show you basically is how you configure your performance testing with application insight. So we have 4 minutes, so I'll just complete that part. So when I actually ran this particular test, nobody raised this point, but what is this point? What is this actually? Application. There is no graph, it is showing up here. And what is application insight is? Application insight basically is service which is actually made generic availability recently, which helps developer to debug, diagnose, find out issues proactively enough before users find them out. This is very, I would say, one of the great service which we have recently released. So with I think I have one application configured with that as well. So I'll just go to the portal. I can configure application inside with any kind of application, which we have, and use it to go for the diagnostics. So application insight is this service, and in this I actually have configured this application insight resource with my Azure web app I just created or showed you from here. So once I have, it is very simple to, configure, create here, but definitely you have to configure it in different ways within your application. Okay. So I have configured Azure Web App Service with Application Insight. Now, this Application Insight shows a lot of data, a lot of metrics about your application as and when user use this application, in terms of server response time, page load time, server request. You will have the live streaming of the data as well. And in fact, not to go into deeper of this, what I want to basically, do is, as and when I actually configure performance test with my application, I also want to see the performance counters which Application Insight is generating for my application when it is in use, which actually helps you to correlate more options and check where the problem might be within my application or environment or code related or whatsoever. So you don't need to do much here. Only thing what you have to do is in your test, the load test which you have configured, you will just go to this, oh sorry, run settings and get performance data from Application Insight. Once you select this option, it will show you all the App Insight service resources which are configured. And for them, it will show you all the counters there. It will show you all the counters which can be, reviewed during the time of performance testing of your application. And you can select them. Let's say this. So, I mean, almost all the counters which we are tracking from Application Insight, we can actually use them here and click OK. And if you see here, these counters are configured here. And now when I run my performance test in CLT, these counters will be also shown up as the information which you actually can compare or which you can actually review with the counters or the performance counters or the information what load test tool provides to you. Okay, so this will be available in the graph section in the application part. Only thing is that this information will be available to you with 1 minute sampling. Okay, so the sampling which load test tool provide is basically 15 second minimum, but the sampling which you will get from Application Insight counters will be 1 minute sampling. This is the limit. Okay, now this is how you actually can configure things. Let me quickly jump onto my slides because few things I wanted to show you from the questions perspective. One important thing here is that when you actually run load test, and I'm a lot of time you actually have to run load test multiple times, as you found, let's say you found some bug, and you have to run the test again after fixing that, you will notice that if you run the test second time, it will be slower. So because the environment will be configured for you again. If you want to avoid that, we have the option of doing resource retention, which you actually can set in your load test setting. I'll take 5 minutes of your guys, not more than that. Okay. This information is very important. So this will be at, I think this is at this, sorry, I'm missing it. Resource retention. Yeah, this is. I'm not sure why it is throwing this error right now, but you actually can configure it, resource retention time. So if you want to keep the environment which was prepared as part of this run for 4 hours, you can set that time here. This is going to be very helpful in case you are running a performance test in debugging mode. Also, you actually can do performance testing for 1 million concurrent user. When I'm saying concurrent user, I'm actually talking about constant load. And for that, constant load of 1 million, these environment or this cloud load testing actually has been tested. The capacity of the agent is basically 2.5 or 2500 users per core. So the on-premise agent, we used to say 250 users per core, but here we say 600 to 2500 users per core. Resource acquisition time has been reduced from 15 minutes to 7 minutes. So definitely this is something which is going to be a helpful one for you in case you want to run your test for lakhs of users. This is about the pricing part. 20,000 virtual user minutes are free for you. After that, this is how the counting pricing goes. 20,000 to 2 million virtual user minute, this is the pricing. To 2 million to 10 million, this is the pricing, and 10 million to above, this is the pricing for virtual user minute based cloud load testing. So basically the pricing goes with virtual user minute consumption. It is not based on the VM, it is not based on different things, but only on this place. If there's an article for that as well, if you don't find it, please drop an email to me, I'll share that. And this is how the number of agents are configured. As I mentioned that for 600 to 2500 users or virtual user per minute, we create one core agent. And based on your and accordingly, the number of VMs or the number of agents will be created for you. In case for let's say 2 to 10 cores, we create 5 agents with 2 cores. For 111 to 40 cores, we actually create 4 agents with 4 cores. So this is how we define the agents to be used. Okay. In case you want to hard code to number of agents you want, there is a property in this in which you actually can define that information. Let's say you don't want CLT to decide number of agents to use, but you want to mention it on your own. Which, in fact, sometime you might have to. You can define that number here. So I'm done, guys. These were the demos and topics which features I had to show you with this particular session. Do you guys have any question for me?